Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show. And the DA show has this podcast run every single week to kind of delve into the behind the scenes of the program. So you can find it on the normal DA Show iTunes feed or radio.com podcast feed or other places podcasts are available. But it also has its own podcast feed as well. So simply search Permission Granted on any of those platforms. Today's kind of an interesting structure to the PGP because we are responding on side A to something that you'll hear in the future on side B. Apparently, Mraz and Bogish took swipes at me when they taped side B earlier this morning. I have not heard it yet, but they have filled me in on this, and I find this kind of interesting. Today is Wednesday, September the 4th, 2019, and I want this day on record. It is the day that I had the most brushback, the most friendly fire out of any day that I've worked here on this show since we launched in January of 2013, because it means earlier this morning, before the show began, Mraz and Bogish took shots at me, apparently for my lack of working days in a row, the days that I've taken off. I think that they took shots at me for talking about my hours.
It was more of a taking shots at your celebration and patting on the back of working said hours.
And then this folded into the show where Mraz and Bogish beat me up over my FIBA World Cup take, my FIBA Basketball World Cup take, that it was a big deal that the U.S. was losing, nearly lost to Turkey, and we're going to get embarrassed. And they beat me up over that and then continued to beat me up over a bunch of other things as well. So I don't know if there is anything you guys need to say, you might as well just say it to me.
Well, number one,
is there a bubbling resentment after the summer?
No, I don't think there's any bubbling resentment. I think you have a lot of people, obviously, who feel comfortable enough with you to take shots at you.
Yeah.
I would also say that, frankly, you know, what goes around comes around.
Okay.
It's the first time ever me and Bogish have ganged up on you. We've ganged up on Bilotti, but I've had you and Bogish gang up on me. I mean, this endless vicious cycle that is the DA show always results in somebody getting picked on and, frankly, bullied, and usually it's me. So, you know, excuse me if now you're the one who's getting it a little bit for one day. I deal with it.
I am dealing with it.
Clearly not, because you're still upset, and here we are.
Who said I was upset? Who said it?
Your face.
I'm just explaining what I'm seeing here, that this started in the morning, and I had no idea the side B was going to be so aggressive.
Neither did we until we turned the mics on.
And so I'd like to know, has there been a bubbling resentment over the course of the summer that I took all those Fridays off?
I don't think so.
Because all I hear from you guys is, if you got your days, take them. Take your vacation days. I get the same amount of vacation days you guys do.
You're missing a point. You're absolutely right. You are entitled to take your days whenever you want to use them, however you want to use them. If you wanted to take that week in February to go down to Florida after the Super Bowl, refresh, hit the reset button, fine.
That's okay.
You want to take not a full week over the summer, take every single Friday off, and then take a wraparound weekend to go to London, again, fine. You go world cultural experience. You were at Peru earlier in the year, a lot of Fridays. We're up in Warwick. You're doing whatever you got to do. Your days are your days. You've run out. You're tapped out.
I know.
The point is now, though, that you, I think, have gone the extra mile in reminding the listeners and us that you're tapped out of days and how, if you will, what a conquering hero you're going to be during football season, that you're working 6 days, and just remind you how much we're going to see you and hear from you. Like, we get it. Okay, you're going to be here. You weren't here throughout the summer. Now you're going to be here. That's it. We don't have to. It's been four shows, and we reminded everybody.
Well, hang on. There's two parts to this. Number one, whenever I'm off, I hear it from the listeners. Oh, you're not in today.
Sure.
We got to listen to this stiff. Okay, where are you, DA? How many days are you going to take off, DA?
That's
when are you back, DA? So I am constantly bombarded by the listeners wondering when I'm going to be on.
By the way, listeners that when they're off of work and we don't know they're listening, it's not like we're tweeting them going, how dare you take off and you're not listening to us.
I get it. You want to know if the regulars are in. I do with my own favorite radio shows as well. So I get that. So I have to remind everybody when I'm in so that they know that I'm in. And I'm promoting Sunday Morning Football as a sixth show per week.
But why are you saying that's it right there. That's it right there.
What?
You don't have to say a sixth show. We understand it's an extra show. We understand it's an extra day. The fact that you keep saying the number six is like a subtle reminder of, hey, I'm here 6 days a week. You're going to hear me six times.
Well, I'm not doing this because you're not here 6 days a week. I'm just reminding the listeners they haven't heard me a lot. And don't worry, now you're going to get 6 days per week of
it. Again, you said the word six.
Well, yeah. So that they're reminded.
How about you say, I'm here for the normal DA show Monday through Friday, and we have a Sunday Morning Football show.
Okay, that would seem less in your face.
Yes, I think by just harping on the number six, it's like reiterating, how dare anybody question my Fridays when I'm here 6 out of 7 days. And then I think when you turn around, you look at the people you're working with, myself, Pete the Body, Andrew Bogus, we're not on Sunday Morning Football, but that's, you know, obviously salary structure. They would never pay us extra to go work on the Sunday Morning show. It's almost like we're supposed to take that and turn it like, oh, Big Shots work at 6 days. We need to take a shot.
I'm not putting it in your face at all. That's how you're interpreting it.
How can you blame us when you say the word six all
because
the time?
I'm just identifying to the listeners. They haven't heard me a lot, and now they're going to finally get to hear me a lot. I mean, a lot. And by the way, I'm probably going to have to work most holidays going forward because the London trip kind of jammed me up.
A little strategic.
I had taken off the exact amount of days I wanted to. The Bourbon Bell and I did not go away for a vacation this summer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I took those, really, basically everyone takes 2 weeks during the summer. I took those 10 days, and I made them the 10 Fridays that I took off. And then she surprised me with this, and so I had to maneuver around 3 other days because she had already bought the tickets,
sure,
the flight. So then I had to take from other days I was going to have off later in the year. So I'm just establishing that I'm going to be here. This is not a shot at you, Bogus, or Bilotti. Now, I will say with Bilotti, he's the one guy that's staying quiet on this, and I think it's because he knows he's taking more time than anybody here.
I think he's tapped out.
Are you? Are you sure? Because I think Bilotti, we had this conversation earlier in the year, whether Bilotti was shifting around some days because he handled the days off.
Sure.
I mean, I got to think that he's taken off more days than I have this year.
He probably has.
And now I'm working every day for the rest of the year.
He will not be.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, look, if you're asking us to pick... See, this is how the pendulum swings on the DA show. Because now, you know what you are? You're the guy in Florida. You're the Air Force planes forcing the winds the other way.
I just noticed you and Bogus were undressing me about this. Bilotti kept his mouth shut.
Because he knows. He probably knows.
That if we started sniffing around his days off.
He doesn't want to be sniffed around. You're right.
He doesn't want the IRS auditing him.
You're right. Bilotti probably went over. Bilotti is probably more guilty here than you.
Well, do you think that Bilotti is going to be here from here on out through the end of the year like I am?
No.
I think I'm going to take off probably 2 days. I think I'm going to take off Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. That's going to be it.
Christmas Eve here? New Year's Eve, New Year's Day?
I think so. Well, New Year's Day might start
refresh.
The new year.
Yeah, refresh.
But Christmas Eve, yeah, and the day after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here, baby.
That's great. Well, you know, now I know that you're working Christmas Eve morning, which means it's another hosting shift I won't get. So thank you. Now it comes back to bite me.
They don't let you do this show anyway.
I did it on Christmas last year. That would have been the time they would have let me do it.
That's true. No, I actually listened to you driving back from my wife's in-laws or my in-laws' house.
Yeah, your wife's in-laws? That would be your parents.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so bottom line is this. Look, we get it. But we're going to have fun at your expense when, I'm sorry, it was like cartwheels that you worked Labor Day. That's what it felt like. It was, I'm here. I'm recapping.
No, I just wanted to.
Nobody else is talking Oklahoma, Houston, but I'm here.
I kind of impersonation.
I don't know.
I'm here. I just wanted to remind the listeners that they're conditioned to think the hosts aren't there on Labor Day, and I'm going to be there.
Right.
Here's the thing. You guys were internalizing it. None of what I said was about you guys. I didn't say, oh, by the way, I'm the only guy here.
And I don't think you meant it as it, but, you know, and I actually didn't take it personal. I laughed at it. Matter of fact, there was a point I was in my car Monday heading to lunch with my wife and to a couple stores, and I had you on, and her response was, D, the A's on right now? I said, yeah, look at this idiot wasting all his days off. So I didn't take it as a shot at me at all. I was laughing at you. But just the, it was, you know, you came back Tuesday. Well, me, Kaplan, everybody sat in the pre-show meeting, and you came on, and, it, you know, I'm putting stories in from the weekend, some stories you'd already done. It was like you were the conquering hero because you were here Monday. Like,
you know, you're projecting. You are projecting.
I'm not projecting.
Yes, you were insecure that you weren't here, and I was. And then so you started thinking
I was here a lot of Fridays.
That I'm shoving it in your face, but I wasn't. I never said anything about you guys.
You didn't, and I'm not saying you had to. All I'm saying is you said the word six a lot. You said the word Labor Day a lot. You said a lot of things.
Well, there's another part of this, though, too. If I'm not on the air, everyone notices. If you guys aren't working, nobody notices. So, I mean, I have to establish when I'm around, when I'm on the air for the listeners.
But it's funny that you're
ain't nobody going like, oh, Mraz is out today. I'm not listening. No, no offense,
no,
but
I understand
wow, it's
that.
Kevin Dexter in instead of Bogus. You know what? I'm not going to listen to the DA show.
I understand
like, that doesn't
that.
Happen.
I understand. Well, first of all, there have been a couple Fridays you've been out that I've also been out, and I've heard it on Twitter. So let's ease up on that. Number two, there was a point in time in DA show history where you would be out a day and wouldn't tell anybody and just get, or till like the very last second of the show.
I wouldn't tell the listeners, you mean?
Yes, tell the listeners.
Yes.
And then go, well, I don't want to hear from them, so I'm telling them on the way out the door. So clearly.
I didn't want them to tune out. That was the whole reasoning behind not mentioning it.
Well,
I didn't want them to say, like, oh, I'm not listening tomorrow.
Well, clearly science has changed for you.
Well, now I don't promote when I'm not going to be here. I just promote when
well,
I am
because they know you won't be here anyway. There's no need to promote it. They know.
I'm here. Okay? I'm
right.
Here for the long
I
haul.
I hope listeners still know what Target Demo Friday is. That's all I'm saying.
I'm here for the long haul. I think I've taken this quite well over the course of the summer. I've poked fun at it quite a number of times.
Sure.
I understand. I give it a lot. I got to be able to take it.
Sure.
And I have.
Hope you don't have anything to return on Black Friday.
I'm going to have to send my wife out. Everything I got to return. Sorry, honey. I got to work. We can't do anything for the rest of the year. I got to work. But I'm fine with that. And this is the other thing about working Labor Day. I actually didn't mind that at all because we had stuff to talk about. I actually strategically said, like, out of all the summer days, I'd rather work Labor Day than work a Friday in July. Because I'm coming off big college football weekend.
Sure.
There's tons to do.
Sure, you're not breaking down the Home Run Derby. I understand.
Friday in July is it can be a slog.
Yeah, well, look, again, I don't know where else we would have been able to go for any recaps of Oregon Auburn. Thank goodness you were here. Look, we're all better for it, literally as humans. We are all better for the fact that you were here on Labor Day. Are you? By the way, we're over three shows now in for you for the week. Are you okay? You going to be all right?
I think people don't realize, you know, there's a lot that goes into these shows. When you do six of them.
I can't believe there's a day last week that you had to wake up the same time I wake up every day. I hope, honestly, did you have a little sags under your eyes?
I didn't complain about that. I just was talking about how jet lag had me up early. I never complained about lack of sleep, ever. I didn't complain about lack of sleep when we were doing overnights. I just did it. And now it beat the crap out of me.
It wasn't a complaint. It was your warrant on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't ever complain.
But look, we have grew a nature of busting each other's chops here.
Yeah, that's right.
And you have harbored that from the beginning. You are the kingpin of that. So all I'm saying is when it comes back on you, if it's for a day, if it's for 2 days, heck, if it's for a week,
it's
suck
fine.
It up, Buttercup.
I can take it. I just didn't realize it was all bubbling under the surface.
I didn't realize either until the PGP started, which, frankly, they haven't even heard yet, which is the most ironic part of this.
So this is apparently why Berman won't do the PGP anymore. And other people won't do the PGP is because they're always worried.
I think the word to describe Damon Amendolar is manipulative. I think that's the reputation around here.
That I manipulate people into criticizing others.
Yes, and then you sit back and it's like you put it on a big screen TV and you watch all the chaos unfold. And now the chaos is on you, young man.
Quick aside before we wrap up side A. Huge freeze last year was a total disaster picking college football games. Our new guy, Super Dave, picked three games, went 3-0 in week number one. I think we got a good replacement.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to lose a lot of Frank Sinatra songs, but we're going to win a lot of people a lot of money. So I think with the advancements in sports, gambling is probably a plus for the show.
And we could just play old Huge Freeze clips as the singing, not the picks.
Sure. I mean, if that's what you want to incorporate.
Well, that means we get the best of both worlds. Somebody
right.
That actually knows betting.
Huge Freeze picks the games, and you go this date in Huge Freeze history, and you play a Huge Freeze song. I mean, that I think could be a win-win for everybody involved.
You mean Super Dave picks the games.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Super Dave picks the games. And then, you know, this week in Huge Freeze history, you go back and play a song.
This week in Huge History.
In Huge History. We have every song saved. It's like a greatest hits album in that folder. So, yeah.
All right. Well, prepare now for side B. Apparently, I get thrashed by these two bozos now.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. It is Mraz, the host of Side B and the executive producer of the DA Show, joined as always by Andrew Bogish, the bogeyman. I shouldn't say as always, but we've had a lot of permission granted profiles, but why not kick off the fall right? The bogeyman is here. Andrew, good morning.
I just threw up a gang sign like I was tough or something.
Yeah, nobody could
me.
Nobody could see it.
Well, there's also
not a
that
video
part too that no yes one saw it, but even if they could see it, it wouldn't make any sense.
Yes, well, that doesn't make any sense at all. We embark on another football season on the DA Show. And first and foremost, I must say, the nerve of DA over the weekend is we take Labor Day weekend. We're spending with our family. Some of us spending it with sewage treatment plants in our houses that we just bought.
Right.
Others doing this, that, the other thing. DA basically looking for bows that he worked on the Friday and Monday of Labor Day weekend, telling the listeners, look, I'm here. I'm here to recap college football. I have to be frank here and honest because this is a peel back the curtain situation.
Yeah.
DA, take a lap. I mean, you were off every Friday over the summer.
Seriously.
You were over in London the weekend before. You ran out of days because you rushed to take a vacation in February. Now you want to play hero that you were there to talk about college football and Labor Day weekend to listeners? Who's kidding who here?
Yeah, and then being mad during Trash Tuesday about a person giving him attitude when he gave them attitude for sitting in their own seat. Yeah, it's been an odd little run here of hot takes on DA. And like you said, the vacation thing begins and ends with him. He didn't
right
work a Friday for all of July and August, went to England for 72 hours, comes running back, and then on top of, oh man, I worked on Friday and Labor Day, then I'll tell you how he's going to work 6 days a week for the next 3 months. We're not garbage men. We're not ditch diggers. We're not firemen. We're not nurses. We're not teachers. I mean, he's here for like 4 hours.
Well, that's what gets lost in this whole thing, too, with DA. And we love him. And it's great just to kick off football season by killing him here on the PGP.
Yeah. Does he listen to these, by the way?
He will.
Okay, good.
I couldn't believe it. Turning on the show, right? Monday, I'm running to a bunch of stores. I got the show on. Hey, I'm here to recap. I'm here for you. I'm here. And it just, first of all, well, DA, where were you after Florida Miami in the week zero game? You weren't there then.
Is he in today post Ezekiel Elliott?
Exactly. He's been notorious for missing big moments. Yeah. But to that point,
Chris Moore's take on Jared Goff and Zeke.
To that point, Bilotti is here 10 hours a day, really for no reason, doing the scheduling. It's like he just needs to be seen. You're here 8 hours a day, at one point working for two stations. I'm working for two stations. I'm here 8 hours a day. The guy shows up an hour before the show and is out the door half an hour after the show. He's working 4.5 hours a day and wants to basically have a parade thrown for him that he was here on Labor Day.
And he was
away the whole summer.
And I never complain about my job because, again, nor am I digging ditches and fighting fires.
But I complain, because that's who I am in nature. I complain about everything for no reason.
But the only thing that I want credit for occasionally is getting up at 3 a.m.
Sure.
And wanting to kill myself by 3 p.m. because I'm so tired. DA is not even working with that.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that. I can't believe this PGP is turning into total DA bash fest, but I hope you listeners are enjoying it. The other day, we were in the pre-show meeting, and this, again, peeled back the curtain. That's what we like to do in the PGP. And what we do every morning is you are in with Taz and Amusas Baladi is.
Right.
Myself, Andrew Kaplan, and DA meet, and we kind of go over exactly what we want to talk about throughout the show.
I'll run in occasionally if there's breaking news or a hot girl on television, things that need to be brought to your attention immediately.
Sure. Yeah. So just last week, DA returns from London. And, I said to him, how you doing with sleep? How's everything doing? He turns to me, goes, it wasn't a great night of sleep. I woke up at 5 in the morning, couldn't go back to bed. Excuse me? I'm up at 5 a.m. for good for the day.
I'm
coming
already
in
at
here
work at 5 a.m.
Right, you're already at work, as is Bilotti at 3 a.m. Up at 3 a.m. here at 5 a.m. And he has the nerve to go, I didn't sleep well. I got up at 5 a.m., couldn't go back to bed. DA, what are you talking about?
Well,
the rest of you shows up at that time.
And guess what? Guess what he was sleeping on? His free Sleep Number mattress that is tuned to the perfect conditions for him to sleep until 5 a.m.
This feels good on a trash Tuesday.
Oh, get it all out.
And yeah,
his pants are tight sometimes.
And speaking of that note, his pants are tight. And you bring up his trash Tuesday with the stadium seating. the nerve to say those people had attitude. Well, of course they had attitude. Who knows if they battled traffic to get to the stadium?
Right.
They might have gotten pulled over, and you're in their seats.
And you told them not to sit. These are taken. This is not the bus,
right.
Buddy.
Exactly.
No reserve. I reserved that seat.
Is it
when
the movie
I paid
theater?
For it.
Are you crazy?
And I don't give a crap that Bilotti's there for the full nine innings doing God knows what, watching games. That's all well and good.
Right.
But if I want to walk around and have a beer and stand in center field and watch the game or hang out with buddies and then go to my actual seat, whether it's the first inning or the ninth inning, it's my seat.
Those two
I'm
clowns.
Taking it when I want to.
Those two total clowns.
Seriously.
And
Dia's
not
going to
be happy about this. I know he's going to answer back on it. Look, we're right. That's all you need to know here is we're right. Now, side note on the second half here of side B. We can call it side D, if you will.
Now we're skipping C?
Yeah.
Okay.
A very sad moment on Friday. Well, not sad. Super Dave Friedman has joined the club of college football pickers on the DA show. I mean, this goes back to Kenny Brock with the Brock's Locks. It goes back to Ward's Winners. And, of course, Huge Freeze last year. The legendary run that was Huge Freeze where the guy couldn't get out of his own way. I cannot believe we are a full year removed from Huge Freeze starting his pathway to get back on the show.
Right.
And falling flat on his face. Will we miss Huge Freeze on college football Thursdays, Fridays with the picks?
I mean,
year?
You're asking me, and we've on this show and on the actual radio show more than once, I've professed my love for Huge Freeze. I mean, he is
it's
voice,
one thing to love
the
him.
Talent, the very the various things he brings to the air. I miss him almost every day.
But it's one thing to love him, but I mean from the standpoint of did we need another year? Like, had he won? Let's just think about this for a second.
Right.
He would be in now. Right, we'd be being prepared, and we'd have to go through, 13 more weeks of him singing?
Well, here's maybe a bigger question.
Like, would he run out of songs?
No, of course not. That's a silly question. Huge no longer works for the company. He has a new job.
Correct, covering Brexit.
Would he possibly have turned that job down had he won his right back onto the DA show? Would he have chosen a weekly segment on the DA show over a full-time job at a different radio station?
Ooh, that's the ultimate what-if. Knowing Huge and his very bad decisions. I say he would have. However, he also might have just kept the job, decided, because he's doing overnights, to stay up and get here. But the ultimate funny thing is he's working in Manhattan. He used to travel from Long Island. Remember there was those weeks where, like, is he late? What's going on? We could never trust him. He'd probably still find a way to be late after being in the city till 6 in the morning.
Yeah, he'd try to sleep somewhere in between and not wake up or get trapped at a diner having some late-night breakfast, whatever it might be.
It would be absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous.
Okay. Or he'd be here for hours beforehand,
by the way,
killing time, bothering all of us.
Has he annoyed anybody yet at the new job?
How could he not have?
He has to have, right?
Of course. Unless he's there by himself. I mean, it is overnight, so he could be the only person there.
And is he running a show where the hosts are in London?
I don't know.
We don't know what's going on.
The details don't really matter.
He
to me.
Keeps sending me pictures of like food they're leaving boxed up for him because they get dinner catered every night. So I don't think weight loss is in his future here at the new job. But he could be annoying people, or they could be giving him food as a joke. All right, now last note. I this feels like rapid fire. This is really pardon the indigestion. We've crushed EA. We talked about Huge Freeze.
Yeah.
You bring something very much to my attention. This morning you were wearing your San Diego Fleet polo.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have seen the news by now of what's going on in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
San Diego Fleet corner, now safety for the Steelers, Cameron Kelly.
Yeah.
Possibly will start in week one versus the Patriots in Foxborough. An AAF star, Killer Cam Kelly, who had 3 picks in one game at one point on a Sunday nighter, if you recall.
Of course.
We covered that on Alliance Primetime. Are you wearing the Fleet shirt in honor of Cam Kelly today, or this just happened to be in the closet?
Let's say I'm wearing it in honor of him.
Okay.
But maybe it also helped that I didn't need to iron this shirt, and I got 3 hours of sleep last night because of a fantasy draft, so I was looking for the quickest way to get dressed and out the door this morning, and this helped me accomplish that.
Okay, so not for Cam Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you think that Cam Kelly, if he does indeed start, if Cam Kelly has an interception off of Tom Brady, does all the work we put into Alliance Primetime justify itself?
Well, I think we need that to happen because the other AAF guys have flamed out during training camp.
Our boy
Bertolacci, who couldn't hang with the Jets. And
also cut.
Even this news was presented in headlines that I saw like, oh my God, what are the Steelers going to have to do? They have to start this AAF guy in week one as if they have no other options.
Right.
Whereas here they should be honored. And I want to know why it took them this long to put this guy in their starting lineup. So, but the outsiders still seem to think that this is some kind of sideshow, circus act, misfit.
No
so
circus.
We need maybe one last exclamation point to show that the AAF was real.
if Cameron Kelly has an interception.
Yeah.
On Monday, do we have to do Steelers-Patriots like it's AAF primetime?
Yeah, and I would hope that radio stations around the country book at least you, if not all of us, to talk about the significance of this, of, you know, from the AAF to the NFL.
That's a given. I don't even think that's a doubt in the mind. That's a given.
Does the XFL close, pre-close, if Cameron Kelly has a huge season, knowing we can't duplicate what he just did in the NFL with any of our guys, so it's not even try?
No, because the XFL would do the typical piggish thing and try to piggyback. Remember that AAF guy that had a pick?
Right.
Well, we're going to have a bunch of those next year.
Yeah,
get lost,
true.
Vince.
Yeah.
All right, you can follow Andrew Bogish on Twitter.
At Andrew Bogish.
With a C somewhere in there. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at MirazCBS. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.